chart review. Today's 11:21. Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, Dr. English, patient seen on 11/20/2023. First patient, an L 3-year-old child with ear infection treated with Amoxil, left message for mom. Next patient, MG, 32-year-old woman with abdominal pain, CBC, CMP negative, let's see, lipase within normal limits, CT showed ileocecal mass-like lesion, radiologist recommended colonoscopy. This was never communicated with the patient. Patient was quite upset that the doctor didn't tell her anything about her abdominal pain. Even before I mentioned the abnormal CT scan, she was given no medication to take home. She's going to see her PCP and get scheduled for a colonoscopy. DK, 36-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms. Swab test negative, no treatment, left voicemail. KW, 23-month-old baby with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with flu B but not treated because symptoms over 3 days old. The patient still having symptoms, patient still in the emergency room, patient still, family still concerned about this 23-month-old. Again, voicemail left for the family to call me back. Next patient is RJ, is a 5-year-old with a flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with strep, treated with Amoxil, left message for family to call me back. Next patient is DM, 9-year-old with flu-like symptoms, swab test negative, no treatment, left message for family to call back. Next patient is TH, 28-year-old with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with flu B but no treatment because it's over 3 days old. Left message for patient to call me back. Patient did present symptomatic to the emergency room, by the way. Next patient is SS, 46-year-old with right breast pain. Cardiac workup was negative. D-dimer elevated. CT was done without contrast. Maybe because the contrast machine wasn't working, which was negative. Left message for patient to call me back. No medications were given. She's 46 years old. Cardiologist not called. Offer of admission was made and documented, but patient declined for observation. Next patient is ALJ. He's a 33-year-old with flu-like symptoms. Treated with Tamiflu, doing better. Happy with the services. KW, 28-year-old with flu-like symptoms. Swab test negative. Diagnosed with URI, no treatment, left message. KH, 48-year-old woman on losartan hydrochlorothiazide, was sent with history of diabetes, high blood pressure, was sent to the emergency room from her work because she felt dizzy. Her blood pressure was 227 over 121, then 199 over 118. The patient told the doctor that she had not taken her losartan for the morning, so Dr. English made her take her losartan, sit in the corner, did no testing, no EKG, no blood work. The blood pressure only came down to 199 over 108, and he sent the patient home. Patient later was very concerned, very upset, called her primary care physician, the physician who put her on nifedipine ER 90 milligram. The blood pressure now is 132 over 88. Tells me that she does have history of renal insufficiency per her primary care doctor. But again, no blood work was done, no lab test was done, and patient was observed, in quotation, by Dr. English before she was sent home. Next patient is MK, 31-year-old with flu-like symptoms, times 7 days. Flu B was positive, but Dr. English decided not to treat because its symptoms were have been there for too long. Left message for patient to call back. GM is a 34-year-old male, presents with nausea, vomiting, fever, diagnosed with flu B, treated with Tamiflu, Zofran, still having some abdominal pain. White count was 11,000. He's going to go back to the hospital if the pain continues. Next patient is MM, 39-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms. Flu B was positive. Also nausea and vomiting, was given IV fluid. Zofran, white count was 19,000, never mentioned. Patient had left-sided abdominal pain, documented both by the nurses, staff, and the MD, never mentioned again. Only says flu as the diagnosis, sent home with Tamiflu and Zofran. Patient states that she's still having pain, but better today. White count was 19,000 with a definite left shift. Please consider addressing each abnormal blood test, especially with the white count of 19,000 and abdominal pain if it was decided not to treat or observe or do anything about. No urinalysis was done either.